My pet project proposal. I've been touting this for many months now, and the project name is Wikinews. And the idea is basically what you say, not really a newspaper, but a mixture between CNN.com, Reuters, AP, Indie Media, taking components from all these projects, having a news site under a free license, written from the neutral point of view, which both summarizes existing news and does original reporting. And this is a project which I want to get launched this year. So if you want to work with me in doing this, please talk to me. And, well, I think it could work. There are several challenges that we have to meet to do this. For example, the biggest problem would be, on Wikipedia we have a rule that says no original research. Everything you do has to be documented somehow if it's controversial. For example, if you have this game about Auguste Pinochet, you have to have a footnote or some kind of reference documenting the claim. Whereas for Wikinews, you would have actual reporters who would go out and report things. But who can you trust? I mean, on Wikipedia, we allow everyone to edit everything, basically. And, well, you can't just allow an anonymous person to do this kind of thing. You can't just allow everyone to claim they have an original report which shows that the Israeli army massacred 1,000 Palestinians. It's just not going to work that way, because people are going to say, well, this report is just not credible. It just comes from someone, I don't know whom. So what I think might be a solution to this problem would be to say, yeah, we allow only registered users, and that's of course a little anti-wiki idea, but we allow only registered users to report original material, and we allow everyone to do stylistic changes or summarizing news from other sources. And you also have to keep another thing in mind. When you do news reporting, well, the moment you publish something, it can have an amazing effect. I mean, there was this case in Nigeria, I think, when it was Miss Universe elections or something, and they did a critical commentary about Islam, and people were rioting in the streets, and many, many people got killed in the process because it was critical of Islam. And, well, yeah, you have to be careful about what you're actually going to report. If it's factually accurate, it's reasonably neutral. So can you really do this in the wiki style where everything that's written is immediately published? I think that's a little dangerous. You may want to have a little time delay in there.
Another thing that's really useful about having a wiki news thing is in journalism, a lot of time gets wasted rewriting the same content over and over again, because you're supposed to rewrite the story from before. But in a wiki, you just keep appending to the story. It will probably change the way news gets reported, I would hope, so you don't have to, you know, repeat the same thing over and over again. And that could actually lead, you don't have to have the same point of view. You can start adding things. Like, I just have a photo, and you can post it. And you can have all these photos of the event. Can you imagine if having all the photos that are collected from, who knows, Seattle, the WTO process, posted on the site all at once. Like, the indie media tried to do this, but, you know, then you can organize this, and we can edit it, and we can add all these stories and perspectives, you know, from corporations or whatever, all in one place, instead of having to rewrite it and have different articles over time. Anyway.
Do you want to comment on it?
Yeah, we'll do it. Sounds like a good idea.
Hi, I'm Lars Aronson. I run the number 2 wiki there, which is now the number 3, actually, because these numbers are old. Sunny, you mentioned here that it's about the community, not the contents. Wikipedia has chosen the GNU free documentation license and would today perhaps choose some license from the Creative Commons instead. That covers the contents. And the software is covered, the MediaWiki software is covered by the GPL license, which is today the GPL version 2 and might in the future be GPL version 3. But these two licenses only cover the contents and the software. And even if I download the contents and the software and set up my own site, I will not get part of that community. Which actually comes from not the contents or the software alone, but from the Wikimedia Foundation running these servers and keeping them available so that the community knows where to go. Do you have any ideas, and this is to all of you in the panel, on what a license or agreement would look like to sort of grant access to the community, not only to the contents and the software for the future? Is there are there any examples out there to point to where this issue has been addressed? That's my question.
Okay, thanks, Lars. By the way, thanks for the edit war slide. You wrote the page on Meatball, so thanks a lot, Lars. Thanks for also picking the hardest question possible. One of the major problems that Meatball has been facing over the last year is copyleft and the idea of the need to make more, put more content into the commons. Now, Meatball was created 4 years ago when the Creative Commons licenses didn't exist. And so while I was advocating a public domain license, we ended up picking the default copyright, faithful that eventually one day the copyright would become sane again. Because remember, we're 50 years, that's our plan. So meanwhile, however, you know, there's a huge issue about how to get the licenses. We've been looking very strongly in what it means to do copyleft. And yeah, you can't force people to do anything. Remember, you can only control yourself. So what you do have is personal relationships. So you have to make a relationship to the community. You have to make yourself known, ask people, and basically convince them to help you out. It also the personal relationships is what helps protect a site against a hostile fork, right? Which is also quite common on the internet. So this is why I want to bring up the mafia thing from Snow Crash, is that they keep themselves cohesive by focusing on all these personal relationships. And they make sure you have friends and you build up your community. And then it's fine if someone takes your content, because they're not going to take your friendships away, right? And trying to take your friendships away is kind of strange. And then having all these arguments about copyright, which are very important, they don't interfere with the actual going on of the community. If you're still worried about your friendships, if that answers your question, there is no way to bring the community except for, you know, being part of the community.
If we could enslave the volunteers, I suppose we could sell some to you, but short of that, I think the volunteers go where they want to go. They're free to leave, they're free to stay, and the only way that we as a Wikipedia community can prosper is to accommodate people. And to whatever extent we don't accommodate a significant portion of people, whether because they get excited about doing something that doesn't fall within our neutrality policies, you know, whatever, then they're free to go, and I would support that. And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be many, many exciting communities that grow out of the Wikipedia community eventually.
One thing you can do is pay them. So,
sure.
Well, I would just like to remind you of the case of the Encyclopedia Libre, where people actually left, and people do have the right to vanish, which is very important. So if we screw up, then people will take the content and leave. But why should we encourage that as long as we're doing the right thing? I mean, we don't really have to encourage that. We just have to make sure that people have the tools to go somewhere else if we screw up, and I think they do have these tools.
Hi, my name is Samir Sekat. I'm working in the field of software development. We have been trying to introduce wiki-like functionality in our software, but we have been blocked very strongly by the business side, which was saying that non-technical people will never accept wiki-like syntax. So I wanted to ask you about your experiences about non-technical people using the wiki-like syntax.
Yeah, there's for a long time, the reason why we stick to 1.1 HTML is because that's the only thing that renders in every browser. But lately, there's been huge improvements in the quality of browsers, and WYSIWYG wikis are becoming more popular. I mean, Wikipedia, MediaWiki certainly goes that way, and there's becoming better and better editors now for HTML. But there's a company called Social Text in Palo Alto that I'm mildly associated with, and they sell to enterprises, and it's not necessarily too bad for them. People get used to the syntax. It's better than HTML. They can try it. If not, you can wait till the WYSIWYG editors come along. I think mostly the big fear with wikis and incorporations is the way of thinking about wikis rather than the actual user interface.
What I would recommend, when we first launched Wikipedia within the Newpedia project, there was great concern that the users were going to hate it or whatever. All you have to do is convince them to try it, because once they try it, I'm convinced that the users will love it. It's so simple to use. And it'll take off so fast that you'll have no choice but to let you support it, because the whole business will revolve around it soon. So,
mostly, I think it's just an objection they raise, a meaningless objection they raise, because they don't want to get into the whole idea of using a wiki. Because if you haven't even tried the wiki, you're not going to. How can you complain about the syntax? Anyway.
Well, obviously, you have to compare different syntaxes. They are differently complicated. For example, I don't like the TWiki syntax personally. I think it's overcomplicated. Some require you to use tabs, for example, to create identity text, which may not work in every browser and stuff like that. And on the other hand, I also think that YCWiki is the way to go, but it's definitely very difficult to do in a meaningful cross-browser fashion, because how are you going to support text browsers for blind people, things like that? You need to support that. I mean, you absolutely need to if you're building an encyclopedia, especially. And I think there are ways to do that. You can do automatic conversion of the HTML generated by a YCWiki editor into the wiki syntax and vice versa. But it's difficult. It's difficult because the YCWiki editors don't generate very clean HTML. So it's a complicated technical problem. If you want to help us in the development of MediaWiki and adding a YCWiki editor, that would be very, very, very much welcome. So please do so.
Or you come to the Meatball Collective and all the developers there. Sorry. You come ask the Meatball Collective, and there's other developers working on the same problem there.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Are there any further questions? We still have 10 minutes. Otherwise, I have a few questions. One question which I would like to ask Sunir is, which I didn't quite understand, is he always talks about personal relationships, but in the last few days I've met maybe a dozen Wikipedians, but there are probably 20 or 30 here, because it's simply a matter of time, and overall there are, I don't know, 60,000 Wikipedia editors maybe, and how am I going to supposed to build a personal relationship with each of them? And when I'm on an article which is being edited by 50 people, how am I supposed to build personal relationships? I mean, my goal is to build an encyclopedia I don't have all day. So how do I do that? How does a wiki scale in this fashion? How do I scale without employing all these police force type mechanisms like banning people and protecting pages? Is this really possible, or is this just a pipe dream? What do you think?
Right, so this is where the crisis of conscience for Meatball came in. Like, Wikipedia has been growing rapidly, and they grow quite fast. I mean, I remember when it started, I said it would, you know, never take off. It was in the archives there on Wikipedia, on MetaWikipedia, that I would say this is just ridiculous. And now it's like 500,000 or more articles, and we're still at 3,000, and we're like, okay, how do you do that? For Meatball, we're all about our personal relationships. We all know each other, right? And we want to make sure that everybody knows each other, and we have a very communal environment. However, you don't need to know everybody. You just need to have this idea that people in the community should be personable to other people. And then you can limit growth. You can limit the size of the community to fit the ability for you to have personal relationships if you want personal relationships with everybody. But if it's just the idea of the community values that you should be nice to people, have the principle of constant respect, always assume good faith, always be nice to people, always introduce yourself to people when they come into the community. Like on Meatball, you have a new homepage, people are flying out of the woodwork to say hello to you. We introduce ourselves. As long as you have that kind of communal neighborhoodly feel to the thing, then you can grow beyond even your ability to do it. I mean, you just have other people on the edges be personal to other people.
I mean, as an example for doing that, you could say the way we welcome new users on Wikipedia. There's a kind of welcoming committee on Wikipedia, and they watch whenever there's a new user who signs up and who makes an edit, like Angela here, and they put welcome messages on the user talk pages, and they say, hey, welcome to Wikipedia. You may want to check the following links. And, well, I hope you enjoy it here. And if you have any questions, you may ask me. And, well, these aren't automated messages. They are more or less copy and paste. Sometimes they add something individualized, like, well, I liked your edit to this page, but maybe you can do this and that the next time. So we're doing our best to build a stable and coherent community. But it's not very easy, especially when you have people with difficult personalities coming in, and or people with incompatible personalities, which almost inevitably will clash, or people with viewpoints which are so different that in the real world, people with these different views kill one another, like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I mean, it's very difficult to have this good neighborhood feel when in the real world there is no good neighborhood. And that's one of the problems we have to deal with, a very, very large community.
One of the ways I think that Wikipedia has scaled as well as it has is that there's a consistent commitment throughout the entire community to some of these principles of neutrality and respect. And so it flows from the longtime users to new users. And, you know, there are different users within the community who are socially very, very powerful, precisely because they're so good at forging relationships and making people feel at home. And, you know, to have a community with a sort of a community-wide peaceful relationship doesn't necessarily mean that everybody has to know everybody else.
Another issue that might be worth talking about, because it's brought up quite frequently on Wikipedia. On Wikipedia, we have these frequent policy discussions. And that's probably not obvious, but we have different namespaces on Wikipedia. So before a page title, you have a prefix like Wikipedia colon naming conventions, which means that this page is in the Wikipedia namespace. The Wikipedia namespace is specifically for Wikipedia project policies. And on the other hand, we have the mailing lists, right? And these mailing lists are general discussion about policies as well. And this is kind of a problem because we have all these different communication channels. And we have the German mailing list, and we have the English mailing list, we have the MetaWiki, we have the Wikipedia namespace pages, we even have namespace pages on the MetaWiki. And yeah, it can get quite difficult to find the important information. And maybe you could briefly tell us how you think this could be solved in the long term. Do you think we should discuss everything on the wiki? Or?
Well, I'm very comfortable in the mailing lists myself, and other people are more comfortable on the wiki. I do think everything needs to be public, and all the policy needs to be archived on the wiki. But yeah, I think we could definitely do a better job of centralizing and streamlining is, particularly for newcomers. I mean, in a sense, the way that Wikipedia is governed internally is it's full of all sorts of historical artifacts that have come along. It's a, you know, I've recently been reading in Wikipedia about the British system of government, which is extremely complicated and has all these very arcane positions that have existed for hundreds of years, and it's very difficult to understand, and Wikipedia is sort of like that in many ways. There's so many places where policy is. For the old-timers, it's, well, of course, go look at here. I mean, why didn't you look there first, you know? And for newcomers, it must be quite bewildering sometimes to figure out who the hell's in charge of this insane asylum, you know? And
yeah, and it just goes back to fair process, right? Everyone has the right to be informed. Like, you have to be, people need to be explained the context of decisions. Like on a wiki, the typical way is that you go, when you're having a discussion, right, you have people with this huge argument, right, but then you refactor it into a sub-decision, and then you make a page, and then you build up the final consensus over time by building up all these arguments and putting them into like little pages and building up from there. And then finally you come to some sort of realization of what the solution is, and that's a solution, and then everyone can then go read that, and it's usually pretty well organized by that point. Or it could be better organized, and people will do that. That's when it's most effective, and we try to do that as much as possible. But when things get out of control, when you have a forest fire, when people are writing pages everywhere, which happens, it's a very effective way to attack a site, and that's usually what happens in a very heated argument. Discussions get everywhere. We say, especially if it's in a discussion that gets out of control, like if you have too many policy documents, we say, okay, what you need to do is stop the discussion, take everything, put it into one page, right? So it's all in one place. It doesn't matter. Make it ugly as possible and then rewrite it clean. You have to make things simple, very, very simple for people, or they're not going to feel like they're part of the process.
All right. With that, we conclude this panel. I would like to encourage you to work on Wikipedia on any subject which you know something about. Or if you're a coder, I would like to encourage you to work on MediaWiki. And I would also like to encourage you to come to the workshop, which happens right now, about the MediaWiki software. Thank you for being here.